Advent, midweek one, December 2nd, 2020, Jesus, the Son of David. As we gather, in his gospel before Matthew tells us about the birth of Jesus. He provides Jesus' family tree, his genealogy. Today we consider how Jesus is the Son of David. Jesus is not only David's descendant, but also his Lord. Although we, like David, are flawed sinners, the promise to David that his kingdom would be eternal comes down to us. Our Lord entered human history to wear a crown of thorns and die on the cross, his wooden throne, so that we might enter heaven, the eternal kingdom promised to the forebear David. The one whose birth we shall soon celebrate reigns today and forever in the kingdom in which we are his grateful, forgiven subjects. Come quickly, Son of David. And now Joyce will read a Bible story for the children.
The Angel's Secret. Gabriel was an angel. He obeyed God. Sometimes he took special news from God to people on earth. One day, God sent Gabriel to a young lady. Her name was Mary. Gabriel went to Mary and he said, "Greetings, God is with you." Mary was afraid. She wondered what it meant, but Gabriel said, "Do not be afraid. God loves you. He's going to give you a baby. You will name him Jesus. He will be God's son." Mary was surprised. "How can this be true?" she asked God. "Nothing is impossible with God," said Gabriel. "I believe you," said Mary. "I will do whatever God wants." Then Gabriel left Mary.
We continue with our opening sentences from Jeremiah chapter 23, Acts chapter 2, and Luke chapter 1. Jeremiah wrote, "Behold, the days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch. And this is the name by which he will be called. The Lord is our righteousness." David wrote, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool." Gabriel told Mary, "The Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and of his kingdom there will be no end." At this time we sing, O Come, Emmanuel, stanzas 1 and 5 of the hymnal, number 357.
Shall come. come to thee, O Israel.
Our gospel reading for this evening is written in Luke chapter 1. The angel Gabriel tells Mary that her baby will sit on David's throne to reign forever. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, "Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at the saying and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give to him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." This is the gospel of the Lord. Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. The sermon text for this evening is really from Matthew chapter 1, verse 1 and verse 6. And we read, "The book of the genealogy of Jesus Christ, the son of David, the son of Abraham." And we continue with verse 6. "And Jesse, the father of David, the king. And David was the father of Solomon by the wife of Uriah." There is great interest these days in genealogies. In the past, such interest was usually confined to one dutiful family member who would gather all the information together to begin reconstructing the family tree. However, genealogy websites have simplified such work so that even the most casual observers are able to explore their family histories and better understand their past. The scientific advances of DNA are also allowing people to explore more than just one or two branches of the family tree, and also to understand how all the generations of the past have come together in each unique individual family member. In these weeks of Advent, the sermons will help us unpack the significance of Jesus' genealogy and how God was at work weaving his plan of salvation throughout the history of his chosen people, as he reveals in the Old Testament all the way through Mary to Joseph and Mary. Matthew wants to remind us that Jesus came to save and redeem all, the greatest heroes and the worst failures. David, the man after God's own heart, did what was evil in the sight of the Lord. The boy who slew the giant Goliath would need someone to rescue him. King David would be reminded by the prophet Nathan of his own sin and his own need for a Savior. Confronted by his own sin, David acknowledges that he was sinful from the time that he was conceived. The great and mighty King David would bow before God in repentance, begging God not to banish him from the Lord's presence, nor take the Holy Spirit from him. David, the shepherd, who struck down both lion and bear, was easy prey for the prowling lion, Satan. and David needed a greater shepherd to strike down the devil. The conquering King David, who triumphed over all his foes, could not master sin or death, and so he would need one to triumph over these foes for him. The man who had everything he could imagine and to whom God would have even given more was not content with that which he had received. Instead, he took Bathsheba as his own wife, even though that meant murdering her husband. He did what was evil in the eyes of the Lord. Yet God was indeed merciful and restored him by forgiving him of all his sins for the sake of his descendant who was to come. Peter noted that David's own descendants would reign on his throne, but this descendant and king would be different from his father David, who died and is buried to this day. David's son was raised from the dead and ascended to the heavenly Father's right hand. While Jesus is an altogether different kind of king, he is the only truly righteous king whose kingdom will have no end. He is the one who comes to save the high and the mighty who fall from their thrones, and the meek and the lowly who have no strength of their own. There is no one righteous before God, not even the great King David. God would send one who would become our righteousness. And Jesus is also a king with a crown of thorns adorning his head. He was the Son sacrificed for the sins of all. The Lion of Judah became the Lamb who was slain. Jesus Christ is the King who put the needs of the people before the crown, because it was better that one man should die for the nation than that the entire nation would perish. Jesus took on the form of a servant and became obedient unto death, even death upon a cross. On that day, the inscription over his head was the only thing that would mark Jesus as a king. Matthew begins his gospel, which focuses on the kingdom of God coming near to us, by calling Jesus the Son of David. For Jesus ushers in the kingdom of heaven that is proclaimed in his word and given to us by grace and received by faith. We can join with King David and sing, "Your kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and your dominion endures throughout all generations." And thanks be to God that Christ's kingdom has come among us also. In the name of Jesus, amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus until life everlasting. Amen. At this time we sing, "Hark the Glad Sound," hymn 349.
Hark the glad sound, the Savior comes, the Savior promised long. Let every heart prepare a throne, and every voice a song. He comes the prisoners to release, in Satan's bond. The gates of brass before him burst.
At this time, I'd like to remind those who are seeing and listening to send your contributions to Concordia Lutheran Church, Post Office Box 359, Bourbon, Missouri. And at this time, we have a prayer. Lord Jesus, Son of David, in you the Father's promise of an eternal throne for David came true. Grant us lively faith to serve you each day, aware of the citizenship in your kingdom, which you won for us by your obedient life, sacrificial death, and glorious resurrection. Son of David, hear our prayer. We continue with Luther's evening prayer. I thank you, my Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night. For into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. And we continue with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. And now receive the blessing of the Lord, the Almighty and merciful Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, bless and preserve and keep you. Amen. And we conclude with the singing of From Heaven Above to Earth I Come, stanzas 1, 2, and 3, hymn number 358.